Anyhow, Acts chapter 27. We're not going to be very long this morning. I want to share a little something God has placed upon my heart. And we never had a report this morning because I had a video, but the guy that does all my video stuff, I don't know why, we haven't heard nothing from him for 2 weeks, so I had to switch to another guy. So I got some of my graphic stuff redone and everything. So I want you to take a calendar and the prayer card and the brochure when you leave this morning. It's on the table. And if you guys would just, I really need you to buy a lot of that stuff this morning because I got to take it with me if I don't. And I don't need another suitcase. I don't want to push my luck. So, and those quilts, we were selling those for $70, but this is home. And you got to get the best price here. So the quilts I can sell for $50 here. And you can haggle with me. Shavin can haggle with me all they want. You get good prices here. The price that's on it, don't worry about it. I might not be out there. Maybe, who knows, we may be an altar service. But you pick up what you want, and you just give me the money, whatever you feel like you should give me. How's that? There you go. Fair price. If it's $12, you get it for $10, okay? If it's $10, you get it for $8, okay? Take a couple dollars off of whatever you get. No problem, okay? We got one hoodie out there for $65. Whoever wants it today, they can have it for $40, okay? One alpaca hoodie. Okay, Acts chapter 27. Let's get the commercial finished. Acts chapter 27, and let's get into the Word. Chapters 27, from 14 to 29. So I want you guys to read that when you get home today so we can save some time, but I will read a couple of verses. So keep up your courage, men, for I have faith in God that it will happen just as he told me. Lord, we worship you this morning. We give you glory. We give you all the honor. God, you are all that we need today because in you, in whatever storm we go through, we have faith that you will bring us through and you will keep us and guide us in every situation. Lord, here I am. You can use me in any way you desire today. If you want me up on my head today, you put me on my head. I don't care because I'm yours, Lord. I surrender my heart, my life, all my desires I give to you today. Bless this precious congregation. Bless my family. These people are like my family, and I enjoy coming here. It's like coming home. And God, I thank you for this church and the way they blessed Peru in such an amazing way. And we thank you today in Jesus' name. Amen. Pardon me. Vaden says hello as well. Vaden Williams sends all of his greetings. I didn't see him in the conference, but I seen him last year in Newfoundland after I was out of Shavin. So he sends his greetings to you. You know, those brave sailors in this scripture passage were in a storm that seemed to be overwhelming. And in an effort to save the ship and their lives, they threw over 4 anchors into the sea. And sadly, these anchors didn't work against the terrible storm that the ship was completely lost in eventually. However, on board that ship, there was a man named Paul. And Paul was a special man for several reasons, because he was a child of God. You know, we're special. We're a child of God. He was a man of faith that was on a mission, and he was in fellowship with Jesus Christ. And because of who he was, Paul was anchored in the midst of the storm, even though the ship wasn't. Those sailors threw over the 4 anchors, attempting to steady the ship, but they failed. And as I read this text when I was preparing today, I became aware that Paul had 4 anchors as well. These anchors steadied him during the storm. And even though that ship was shaken and battered, Paul was able to stand steady and strong. And today we have those anchors. And although we go through storms in our life, things that we don't understand, and I know many of you have gone through storms here in this assembly, we have 4 anchors today that Paul had. And I want to take a look briefly at those anchors. Time is just passing by. It was did too many announcements. But the number one was Paul had the strong anchor in his life of the presence of the Lord. And even in the midst of that raging storm, Paul found that he was not alone. God came to him to minister peace to his heart. And regardless of the storm that tosses in our lives, If we have that same confidence that Paul had in his relationship with God, then we can have faith in the promise that God will always be with us. And what an encouragement it is to know that we will never face an instant in our life on our own. Because God is there. Every step, every valley, every mountain will be graced by his presence. God's blessings, God's goodness and mercy will follow us where we go with our trust in him. And it will be a blessing if we enjoy the manifested presence of God as Paul did. But even when we cannot see him, he's still watching, leading, protecting, and being God. You know, it's easy to give up. It's easy to throw in the towel when the problems come, and sometimes we can't feel nothing, and sometimes it seems like we're praying against the wall, and the wall is just bouncing right back at us. Sometimes we kneel, even as a missionary, sometimes I kneel to pray, and you just can't seem to... You just can't seem to get through, and you pray, and then all of a sudden, the heavens breaks open, and the neighbors hear you praying. And the windows, all of our windows are open, and I'm sure sometimes the neighbors think I'm completely out of my mind because I'm not talking English, and I'm not talking Spanish, and they don't know what I'm talking. But when we persist, and when we press in, it might take an hour. It might take an hour and a half. But when we persist and persist, God comes through. You know, Paul had the strong anchor of the promise of God. And as Paul weathered that long, terrible storm, the Lord came to him with his precious promise. He reminded Paul that he would stand before Caesar and that all those on the ship were to be spared as well. For Paul, just having a word from God was enough to anchor him and give him that blessed assurance because he believed God. He knew God told the truth. Why? Because he knew God was as good as his word. Because his promises are steadfast and true. We read in Romans, all through the scripture, we read about God. And to assure of God's promises, we have brighter days, we have deliverance, and everything is for our good. Divine grace, ultimate glory. All through Scripture, we read about all those things that God is there for us to do. His promises are based in and on his word, is pure and inspired, and will stand when the world in his flames. You think about look at the three Hebrew children. You know, they cast the three Hebrew children into the fire. The fire was so strong, some of the soldiers actually fell down and couldn't even do it. And then all of a sudden, the king walked in, and he was looking, and he was said, "Didn't we cast three men into the fire?" "Yes, sir, we did. We cast three men into the fire." Well, he said, "Who's that fourth man?" He said, "That fourth man is likened unto the Son of our living God." And God was walking in the flames with them. God was in the lion's den with Daniel. In the same way God was with them, God is walking with us in each storm in our life. Sometimes it may seem so hard. Sometimes it may seem so difficult. But God is there with us. And many of you have proven that. There's people here who have proven that this morning, that despite, in spite of the storms, in spite of the hard things, in spite of the difficult things we got to pass through, God is with us and walks with us. Every moment and every second of every day, we have the promise of God like Paul had. I want you to claim that promise of God as an anchor for your soul as you sail the stormy seas of life at times. And they will unlock the prisons of the spear in which the devil seeks to try to chain us up in and try to bind us up in and try to make a pity party in our lives and poor old me, poor old me. But claim the promise of God because he's there and he walks with us side by side. And many times if we had to look at our life, like the thing says, the poem, I love it, the footprints in the sand. There's times there's only one set because God's carrying us along because of the difficultness and the problems that we're facing. It seems sometimes too strong. God picks us up and he walks with us and he carries us. Number three, the strong anchor of the providence of God. Paul is told by the Lord that the storm is a part of God's working out his plan in Paul's life. At that moment in time, the storm was the safest place in the world for Paul to be, because he was in the will of God. And God was working out in a mighty way in the situation to bring about his will for Paul's life. Did you know that God is doing the same thing sometimes in our life? We don't understand it at times. It may be simple faith, but I still believe that God is sovereign. God is God in every situation. God is in absolute control of everything that happens in life, and he's the sovereign Lord. Listen to the testimony of James concerning the sovereign Lord in James 1:17. If I didn't know God was on his throne, I would not want to live in this world another second. But as long as I know he orders the storms, I know that I can weather them. Now, though God, sometimes those storms come along, as long as I know that he's there with me, that brings us that peace and that strength that we need, doesn't it? He's there in every situation. The best thing we can do when the storms rage us and all around us is run to him for refuge and cling to him until those storms pass. And God moves us along. And I think about a young man, Lewis. And when I went there, they told me, you know, Lewis is forget about him. We've done all that we could do for him. There's no more hope. He's slow. He's not doing nothing. He's got no interest in anything. Don't even fool with him. That's when I worked a little while in the school, filling in. And when they told me, I thought, well, that's my challenge, because I like a challenge. And I just poured all my love into Lewis. That's all the kids are looking for, is love. You love them, and they're going to respond. That's how my life was changed. I got an opportunity at the global retreat to meet the pastor that led me to Jesus Christ, Pastor Terry Snow. He's a superintendent now of Newfoundland. And again, this year, last year they started supporting me. This year they're still supporting. That's a miracle. That's a miracle for the Pentecostal Assemblies of Newfoundland. They've raised their support a little bit. Maybe next year's going to be another little bit. Who knows what? I don't know how I got there. Anyhow, Lewis started, and the love started to pour into him. And he finished school that year, and no one expected him to finish. Do you know what he's doing today? He's got three titles. He's an economist. He worked with Peru as an economist for 2 years. He had three scholarships for universities in Europe, three of the top universities in Europe, and he had his choice to pick. He picked one, he studied, and just like blew the professors away. They told me to forget about Lewis. It's not going to work out for Lewis. Today, he can pick whichever university he wants to go to, anywhere in the world, and there's a scholarship waiting for him when he decides to do it. God's promises, God's providence, God is there in every situation. One writer in his book, "First he brought me here, and it is by his will I am in his straight place. In that fact, I will rest." We need to realize that we are here by God's appointment, in his keeping, under his training, for his time. Number four, the strong anchor of the performance of God. What God told Paul and what Paul believed would happen came to pass. Everyone made it safely to the shore. God kept his word. He spared every life and proved himself to be as good as his word. God is able to work it all out. He will get us through our storm, and he will give us safety beyond it. It may look like today the boat is sinking. It may feel like maybe you're going under. But you have that anchor that God has given you. And God's performance is far more bigger than those little storms that we have to face. We're going to prevail. You know, when the winds have ceased their blowing, when the waves have all settled down, when the rains settle and in control, when the storm clouds have moved off to the horizon, you will see that all along, God was in control. And I can promise you this morning, that there's no storm in life that will be able to blow you off by the course that God has determined for your life. He will secure you during the storm, and he will successfully deliver you to the safe harbor of his glory. And I stand here as testimony of that very fact this morning. You know, Will, you know my story. Way back there when I was 25, I was divorced after 7 months of marriage. And I thought my life was over. I thought my time was done. I thought never again will I have an opportunity to do what God has called me to do when I was just a little boy. But God seen beyond that storm. God seen beyond that situation. And although a lot of people all around me back there in those days in Newfoundland, you know, a bunch of Newfies, you know what we like? We're so narrow-minded sometimes and legalistic, we don't know if we're going or coming. So then, I went up to Toronto to get me stamps, you know? Go back, draw unemployment for the winter. I was going to be an unemployment man, I thought. And which is good, actually. Unemployment is good when you need it. There's nothing wrong with it. But Newfoundland, there's a lot of us abuse it. But I went to Ontario, and God opened the doors wide open. I got a church that wanted me to come to work as a janitor. I figured that's as close to ministry as I would get. So you know what? I think I've said this before. You know, I didn't want to be cleaning toilets for a living, but when I started, I loved it. And I used to have that anointing oil. I'd throw anointing oil in my cleaning water. You know, your lifestyle and all that would go in. And then I used a lot of anointing oil in those 4 years, I tell you. I started buying in big bottles of oil, the big Primo, no? So I figured I could use that. That'd be okay. And I used to clean those toilet seats, and I used to pray for everyone that used to sit on them. And I believe, as I said before, I believe, and I'm not joking, I'm not saying this to be funny, but I believe that when I get to heaven, God is going to say, you see those over there, Dean? They sat on your toilets. And I'm going to go over and I'm going to greet them, because I'm going to know some of them. I really believe that. And God opened that door wide open. Although I could not see the light, I could not see the light and be in that situation on the horizon, because I thought everything was impossible and I would never get to where God had meant for me to be. But God is God. God is God. He's bigger than all of our problems. He's bigger than anything we need to ever could face. God is bigger than anything. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, with power. Our God is an awesome God, isn't he? Amen. Have you sent your acres deep in God today? If you have, you can weather the life storms. If you have it, be prepared to be blown about by the winds of adversity. I would encourage you to come before God today and give him all that you have. There's different people here today that I don't recognize. I think there's some new people since I've been here since last year, I think, maybe. Is there some new people since I've been here? I think there's a couple I don't recognize, or maybe got a different color hair. I got my hair a different color this year. I used to be blonde. There's one guy, I don't see him. There's one guy that used to always come. I don't know him. They must be gone away for the weekend. I forget his name. I'm terrible with names. They were in Newfoundland, they were. But anyhow, I came here one time and I had to get a haircut in the middle of nowhere conference. So I went to Edmonton. In between, I was at another church. When I come back, oh my goodness, I was patting him blonde. And he laughed so much at us. But you know what? God didn't care about that. Can you help me this morning? Someone asked me to sing a song. You can try it and see. We used to be a good hour. I was going to play it. But without that vision that God has placed upon Chauvin's heart, do you know you guys are the top church in Canada for giving to missions? Oh, they do? We were talking about Chauvin in the conference. And man, you guys got a big round of applause. And around my table, they said, that must be such a large church. I said, no, it's not. I said, they're very faithful and they love missions. I said, because I'm one of their supporting missionaries. And I said, they love missions. I said, they get more missions. I said, they support every missionary we have in Canada. I said, there's every missionaries. I said, no matter who you see, Chauvin supports them when you start talking to them. I said, they're an amazing church. And I said, when you go there, that you know that you're home. They're so loving. They're so together. And they make you feel like you're one of their children. And I love Chauvin. I don't say that because I'm here in front of you. I tell everyone that. And me and Baden, we were talking in Newfoundland, and we were both talking about Chauvin. And they're so blessed. And the reason why they're blessed is because you give so much to missions, I believe. God loves you, and God bless you for all that you've done for the missionaries in this world. Without a vision, people would perish. And without that vision that you have for missions, a lot of lives would be lost and hopeless today. And you know what? Because of that vision you have for missions, I don't know if I'd be in Peru today if it wasn't for your vision that you had for my life and the mission of Peru because of the expense. But God has blessed Peru because of Chauvin. God has blessed Pukusana because of Chauvin. And I thank you for it this morning. Without a vision, people perish.